I want to stand up to say a few words because I believe that the narrative that we're hearing, that it's somehow inappropriate to be discussing this today, is anathema to the oath that we all have taken. And it is also fraudulent to allege that it is somehow wrong to consider the very laws that the work the governor is doing is governed by. This Senate and the House in the past passed these laws, and it has never been more appropriate to initiate this discussion than it is right now. And I respect what the other member mentioned about the initial moments of this crisis and what has come for that and the urgency. And nothing we're discussing here today ends that ability to have that urgency and that immediate critical response that's necessary. But time has moved forward. And the time to begin discussing the ramifications of all of that is important to be initiated. And when is that going to happen? When are we suddenly going to decide it's safe enough to begin that discussion if it's not now? We are the citizens of this state who have been charged by the people of Michigan to have legislative powers. It is our duty, it is our obligation, not the governor's. That power rests in us. We need to be here. We need to make the voices of our people heard. Your people, my people, all the people of this state, all of these opinions matter, and we need to be here and have these discussions. The crisis that we confront has far more fronts and more complexity than any monolithic points that we can make about, oh, this is only about politics, or this is only about rebuking the governor. This is way more complex than that, and we, the people who have been charged by the people of this state to speak for them, need to speak. We need to have our people's voices heard, and that has not happened so far. I don't have any communications with what's going on, except for what I get in the media, except for two phone calls that I've gotten to criticize, one of them to criticize me for not doing something. We need communication. We need to have the opportunity for our people's perspectives and opinions to matter again. And so, Mr. President, I'd appreciate, order in the chamber while I'm speaking, not having snide remarks made while I'm speaking.
Please turn to order, Senator.
I'm sorry?
Ask you to turn to order, please. Please proceed.
Thank you. Mr. President, I understand that this might be construed by some to be entirely partisan, and maybe for some people it is. But for me, the necessity of my duty to my citizens to be here in this place and to review the laws and to see whether they're working or not is critical. And I plan to vote yes and encourage other members to do so. Thank you.